Good afternoon at 12 noon, Rusty. It is 34 degrees. Feels more like 23 degrees, though.
Unfortunately, it's going to feel that cold today. 37 for a high under cloudy and windy skies.
Minor to moderate flooding expected along the Sheboygan River due to heavy rains over the weekend and the continuing rain today. The National Weather Service says the flood warning will continue for the Sheboygan River. They say the river was at 8.4 feet early this morning. Flood stage is 8. The river is expected to rise to nearly 11.5 feet by tonight before falling below the flood stage late tomorrow night. Meanwhile, parts of seven other rivers in southern Wisconsin remain under flood warnings today. Colin Bennett's in Ozaukee County, where there was some minor flooding over the weekend.
The weather in southeastern Wisconsin has been wild so far this spring, with heavy rains over the weekend causing flooding concerns, especially in Ozaukee County, where the Milwaukee River is already rising above the flood stage. Bob Jensen lives near the river, and he's noticed the change.
We were actually here last weekend, and that was not the case. It's actually shocking to see that it's already gotten up that high.
While many homeowners are reminded of last year where water flooded basements in the area, Jensen is deciding to be more optimistic despite the circumstances.
At least it's a sign that maybe spring is here, and hopefully we can get through this without any big problems and finally enjoy some spring and summer.
We've got a couple of pictures up on the website, a little minor flooding on the Sheboygan River.
Yeah, nothing too serious, to say the least. But along with the month's worth of rain over the weekend, some strong to severe thunderstorms moved through the area on Saturday and Sunday. The worst hitting the Cleveland area. The Sheboygan Area School District said winds ripped off a canopy of Cleveland Elementary, resulting in water damage to two classrooms. Students that use those rooms will be housed in other parts of the building today. They are holding classes. At Sigma Aldridge Chemical on County V, that's south of Sheboygan, lightning took out the well that provides water for the plant's fire suppression system. That stopped production at the plant until firefighters from 10 departments hauled water from other sources for most of the day yesterday. They filled a retention pond at the plant with more than a 500,000 gallons of water, allowing production to resume yesterday afternoon.
10 people were rescued in northeast Wisconsin last night after four small fishing boats got stranded in the rising Menominee River, this at Marinette. Three children and two dogs among those pulled in. None were hurt, but rescuers said they were called about 6:30 last night. Marinette Fire Lieutenant Steve Campbell said the boats got caught up in swift currents and rapidly rising waters caused when ice broke apart upriver and then came downstream. Campbell says it's not safe to go on that river anywhere until that ice is broken up.
6th District Congressman Tom Petri will officially announce this afternoon that he will not run for re-election in November, ending 35 years of service in the House. That word leaked out last Friday and brought several candidates to the forefront. We already know State Senator Glenn Grothman is running, another state representative running in the seat, but one of those who could consider is State Senator Joe Lipom of Sheboygan. He announced Friday that he's at least considering it.
State Assembly Republican Bill Kramer of Waukesha free on signature bond. That after he made his first court appearance this morning for allegedly groping a woman's breasts in 2011. His attorney reiterated to reporters that the 49-year-old Kramer would plead innocent to his two felony charges of second-degree sexual assault. Kramer was charged last month, a few weeks after reports that he had groped a woman and sexually harassed another during a recent GOP fundraising trip to Washington. Assembly Republicans removed him as the House Majority Leader. He says he won't run for re-election this fall after 8 years in the Assembly, but he won't step down either, as lawmakers from both parties calling for him to immediately resign.
A place where bombs and bullets were made for the U.S. military during the Vietnam War is now open for public recreation. The Sauk Prairie Recreational Area south of Baraboo will be open through May 27th, and folks will be able to hike, bike, and ride horses and vehicles. No road signs are up yet, so be careful as you're heading out if you're checking that out over the next month. The Badger Army Ammunition Plant operated on the property until 1975. A deconstruction project has been taking place since 2004.
Well, a man accused of killing three people at two Jewish community centers in Kansas due to appear in court today. Suspect is 73-year-old Fraser Glenn Cross Jr. Southern Poverty Law Center says Cross was once a grand dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. He's allegedly been overheard saying Heil Hitler as he was taken into custody.
Crews searching for the missing Malaysian Airlines jetliner in the southern Indian Ocean are changing tactics. They're now using an underwater probe called Bluefin 21. It will take sonar pictures of the floor of the ocean to look for anything that looks like the missing plane. There have not been any more pings that may be from the plane's black boxes. That could be because the batteries in those black boxes are dead.
A Utah woman's in jail after police found seven dead infants in the home where she used to live. Police arrested 39-year-old Megan Huntsman early yesterday after her ex-husband called them, reported he'd found the decomposing bodies in cardboard boxes. Police believe she killed six of the children after giving birth over a 10-year period.
A Milwaukee man who was charged with a Sheboygan strong-arm robbery has been exonerated by a Sheboygan County jury. The jury heard testimony in the case of 22-year-old Freedom Love last Friday and then deliberated for about 3 hours before finding him not guilty. Love had been charged in the robbery of a Sheboygan man who was attacked while walking in the 3300th block of South 9th Street last October. The assailants took the victim's wallet and cell phone. Police traced the stolen phone to Love through a review of the calls made with that phone following the robbery.
The forecast, Rusty?
Cloudy, windy today, high near 37. Will be dry the next few days, but temperatures staying in the 30s and low 40s.
Currently, we have a temperature reading now of 34 degrees. Feels like 23 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.